Have you ever looked at a helicopter rotor and thought, there has to be a better way to do this? I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today, we're talking about a company most pilots have never heard of, and a propulsion concept that sounds like it shouldn't work until you actually look at the engineering. Overair, formerly known as Karam Aircraft. Founded by Abe Karam, who, if you don't know that name, you should. This is the man who designed the original Predator drone airframe. He's been thinking about rotorcraft efficiency for over 40 years, and his latest obsession is something called the butterfly valve propulsion system, and honestly, it might be the most elegant solution to vertical flight I've seen come out of any eVTOL company. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at aviationsoul.com. All right, let's break this down, because the problem Overair is solving is one that every helicopter pilot understands in their bones. Helicopters are mechanically extraordinary and aerodynamically brutal. A conventional helicopter rotor has to do everything. It lifts, it propels, it controls pitch, roll, and yaw, all through a swashplate assembly that is one of the most complex mechanical systems ever put into production. Thousands of moving parts. Maintenance intensive, heavy, expensive. And the fundamental physics of a spinning rotor blade mean you've got retreating blade stall limiting your top speed to somewhere around 150 to 170 knots, depending on the airframe. Now, every eVTOL company in the world is trying to solve the vertical flight problem a different way. Most of them, Joby, Lilium, Archer, they're going with multiple small rotors, either tilting or fixed, powered by electric motors. That works. It's a valid approach. But Overair looked at the problem from a completely different angle. Their aircraft is called the Butterfly. It's a four-passenger plus pilot vehicle designed for urban and regional air mobility. But here's what makes it weird. It has only two main rotors, two, in a world where everybody else is strapping 12, 16, even 18 small propellers onto their airframes. Overair went with two large rotors, each about 20 feet in diameter. And instead of tilting the entire rotor or using a swashplate, they control the blade pitch through an electrically actuated valve system built into each blade root. This is where it gets interesting for the engineering-minded pilot. Each rotor blade has what they call a butterfly valve at its root. Think of it like a throttle butterfly in a carburetor, except instead of controlling airflow into an engine, it's controlling the pitch angle of the blade. The valve opens and closes to adjust the aerodynamic angle of attack on each blade individually, multiple times per revolution. That means you get full cyclic and collective control without a swashplate. No swashplate. Let that sink in. For anyone who's ever priced a helicopter overhaul, you know that the swashplate, the pitch links, the rotating scissors, the stationary scissors, all of that mechanical complexity sitting on top of the mast, that's where a huge chunk of your maintenance dollars go. Overair's argument is that by replacing all of that with an electrically actuated system at the blade root, you dramatically reduce the part count, reduce the weight, and reduce the maintenance burden. And the data tells an interesting story here. Overair claims their propulsion system gives them about a 30% improvement in hover efficiency over conventional multi-rotor eVTOL designs. Why? Because large rotors are more efficient than small rotors. That's basic disc loading physics. A bigger rotor sweeping more air at a lower velocity is always going to be more efficient in hover than a bunch of small rotors blasting air at high velocity. This is the same reason a helicopter can hover for hours while a quadcopter drone burns through its battery in 20 minutes. Disc loading matters. Now here's what most people miss. The Butterfly isn't just a helicopter replacement. It's designed to transition to wing-borne flight. It has a fixed wing, and the two rotors tilt forward for cruise. So in forward flight, the wing is carrying the aircraft, the rotors are providing thrust like propellers, and you're flying at cruise speeds that Overair projects at around 200 knots. That's faster than most light helicopters and competitive with turboprop aircraft. The power system is hybrid electric, and this is another point where Overair diverges from the pack. A lot of eVTOL companies went all electric and then discovered what every battery engineer already knew. Lithium-ion energy density is not where it needs to be for meaningful range and payload. Overair went hybrid from the start. They're using a turbine generator to produce electricity, which powers the electric motors on the rotors. The battery pack provides supplemental power for peak demand phases like takeoff and landing, but the turbine does the heavy lifting during cruise. This gives the Butterfly a projected range of about 100 miles with full payload, which is roughly double what most all-electric eVTOL designs are claiming. And it means you're not stranded when the battery degrades to 80% capacity after a few hundred cycles. The turbine picks up the slack. Let me talk about Abe Karam for a second, because the pedigree matters here. This is not a Silicon Valley startup founder who watched a drone video on the internet and decided to disrupt aviation. Karam is an Israeli-born aeronautical engineer who started building unmanned aircraft in his garage in the 1980s. His Albatross drone could stay aloft for over 40 hours, which caught the attention of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. That work eventually led to the Predator program. He then spent decades working on a concept called the Optimum Speed Tilt Rotor, which was his answer to the V-22 Osprey's limitations. The Butterfly is the civilian evolution of that decades-long research thread. So, when Karam says large rotors with variable pitch are the answer, this is not a pitch deck fantasy. This is a guy who has been iterating on this specific problem since before most eVTOL founders were born. But let me be honest about the challenges, because I don't do hype without caveats. First, certification. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has never certified a butterfly valve rotor control system. Every novel mechanism in aviation has to go through a certification gauntlet, and a brand new method of controlling rotor blade pitch is going to get intense scrutiny. The FAA will want to see failure modes, redundancy, fatigue testing, all of it. That takes time and money. Second, the company has had financial turbulence. OverAir went through a restructuring. They've been quieter than their competitors on the fundraising front. Building a novel aircraft with a novel propulsion system requires deep pockets, and the eVTOL funding environment has tightened considerably since the speculative boom of 2021 and 2022. Several of their competitors have gone public through special purpose acquisition companies and raised billions. OverAir has been more conservative, which is either prudent or a limitation depending on your perspective. Third, the hybrid electric approach, while pragmatically smart, creates its own complexity. You've got a turbine, a generator, power electronics, batteries, and electric motors all in the same power chain. Each link in that chain has to be certified. Each has its own failure modes. The total system integration is non-trivial. And fourth, there's the market question. OverAir is targeting what they call regional air mobility. Think 50 to 100 mile trips, city center to suburb, airport to downtown. That puts them in direct competition with not just other eVTOL companies, but with ground transportation, existing helicopter services, and potentially even high-speed rail in some markets. The unit economics have to close, and right now, nobody in the eVTOL space has proven that paying passengers will consistently pay a premium to skip traffic. That said, the engineering fundamentals here are sound. Large rotors are more efficient. Fewer moving parts mean less maintenance. Hybrid power extends range. And a 40-year track record of rotorcraft innovation from the founder is not nothing. Here's my honest read on the timeline. OverAir is behind the leaders. Joby has already done piloted transitions and is deep into FAA-type certification. Archer is building a manufacturing facility. OverAir is still in the development and testing phase, if I had to guess. And this is just an engineer's gut, you're looking at a certification timeline. That stretches into 2029 or 2030, assuming the funding holds and the testing goes well. But in aviation, being first doesn't always mean being best. The company that gets the propulsion right, the one that solves the maintenance cost equation and the range equation and the noise equation all at once, that's the company that wins the long game. And OverAir's approach, using big efficient rotors with a novel electric control system and hybrid power, is a legitimate contender for that long game answer. What I find genuinely fascinating is that in a field where everyone is converging on the same small multi-rotor playbook, OverAir is betting on a fundamentally different architecture. Two large rotors instead of 12 small ones, blade root actuation instead of motor speed control, hybrid instead of pure electric, if it works, it could end up being the design that the whole industry eventually pivots toward, the same way turbofans replaced turbojets not because they were first, but because the physics were better. If you want to dig deeper, the reporting from Abe Karam's interviews on the Vertical Flight Society's publications and coverage from Futurism and Aviation Week are good starting points for the technical details behind OverAir's propulsion architecture. That's the story. Find more episodes at radiohanger.com. I'm Vector. Fly curious.